So we're going to turn now to fiduciary duties and dig a little bit deeper into what fiduciary duties are. And Caitlin had mentioned about if you have questions, you know, jot them down. I'm going to open it up after we talk about the fiduciary duties to some questions on these slides. So please jot them down if any arise. So as you probably learned this morning, a fiduciary duty, it's a legal obligation that's imposed on people who are in positions of trust. A fiduciary duty requires these persons to act primarily in the interest of others or in the interest of the nonprofit, requires good faith and, of course, candor. And then fiduciary duties are defined by statute and by case law and are often codified by statute. And you'll see later on slide 24 where we give some of the Texas statutes that have codified the common law fiduciary duties here in the state. You should know that fiduciary duties will be slightly different if you're dealing with a charitable trust form versus the nonprofit corporation form here in Texas. And Texas Business Organizations Code section 22.223 is what lists out that distinction. So you're going to ask yourself, who's a fiduciary? Well, here in Texas, you've got trustees of your charitable trusts, as well as directors and officers of your nonprofit corporations. So they've got to, you know, act in accordance with their fiduciary duties. What are those duties? For trustees, it's the duty of care, duty of loyalty, and duty of obedience. For directors and officers, similar, but they're actually spelled out in the statute that, you know, directors and officers of a nonprofit corporation have to act in good faith with ordinary care, and in the manner they reasonably believe to be in the best interest of the organization. So that's just your three duties, just to underscore that point. And then Susan's going to talk about the duty of care.
Right. So the duty of care was covered pretty extensively this morning, but quickly, some points regarding it. It basically, it requires the fiduciary to discharge his duties with the care, that a person in a similar position would reasonably believe is appropriate under similar circumstances. And one thing that I always like to point out about that is that you don't have to be an expert. You need to be informed. You need to seek out knowledge. You need to be able to make a decision knowing that you've made the decision based on something. Importantly, if you are an expert in an area, it elevates your duty. And a real quick example is if you're an attorney sitting on a board, you have a heightened duty in most circumstances, depending on what it is the decision-making is going on. But again, case in point, in the King Foundation case, there were a board of three. One of them was an attorney. The jury came back with comparative responsibility at a much higher level for the attorney. And when polled after the verdict, basically said that person was an attorney. He should have known better.
Yeah.
Duty of care, three components to the duty of care. You need to be aware of what's going on, what is relevant. You need to participate. You need to show up at meetings. You can't sit on a board and not attend and just not show up at meetings. That in itself can be a breach in under the right circumstances. And you just have to apply the standards of a prudent person. And it's often thought of in terms of the business judgment rule. And if you make a judgment where you're informed, you've engaged in an appropriate decision-making process that is in the best interest of the nonprofit, you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah, so let me just do a little bit deeper dive on the business judgment rule. And I'm going to give the example first before I go in the law. The idea behind the business judgment rule is that it's going to protect officers and directors who follow a good process. So here's the example. Imagine you're Deshaun Williams, quarterback of the Texans, and you're, you know, on offense and you see Randall Cobb way down at the other side's, you know, 5-yard line. And it's going to be a 50-yard pass, but nobody's around him, and you're Deshaun Williams. So when you get ready, you see he's in the clear, you let go of the football, and the football's going, he's in the clear. But in between the time when the football reaches or is supposed to reach Randall Cobb's hands, out jumps a safety from the Dallas Cowboys and intercepts that ball. What the business judgment rule says is it says that, hey, if at the time that you made the decision, you were acting reasonably, we're not going to second guess your decision. So that's why the process is so important and why it's important to document that process, whether it's in background memos, definitely in board minutes, well-crafted board resolutions, committee minutes, showing whether or not you've relied on outside experts. And so the business judgment rule shields officers and directors from liability so long as they've been acting and following their duty of care. You know, typically to find a violation of the duty of care, there's got to be gross negligence. So again, the point here is that process is what's really, really important.